Okay, and now for the mini story for the validation article. This story will help you remember some of the new vocabulary from the article. Let's get started. There was once a guy named Bill. Though Bill was 45 years old, he acted like an adolescent. Bill loved to read comic books. He loved to ride his bike. And he always acted nervous around women. Bill lived with his parents. His mom still nagged him every day. "Clean your room, Bill," she would say, "and do your laundry." One day, Bill saw a girl named Beatrix. He was immediately drawn to her. He giggled and laughed when she was near. Beatrix was starkly different than Bill. She was very mature. She was independent. She lived alone. Bill didn't know what to do. He wanted a date, but was afraid to ask Beatrix out. He felt immature next to her. But, he thought, if she goes on a date with me, it will be validation that I'm attractive and interesting and cool. Bill decided to ask out Beatrix in dramatic fashion. He bought 500 roses and had them delivered to her house. He dressed in an orange suit, went to her house, and knocked on the door. When she answered, Bill said, "I love you! I will faithfully take care of you all my life. No one will love you like I do. No one can replicate my feelings." Beatrix was shocked. She yelled, "Go away, loser!" But Bill wouldn't leave. Beatrix yelled again, "Go away!" But still, Bill wouldn't go. Beatrix cajoled him, "Go away, or I will call the police." Then she closed the door. But Bill would not leave. He's still sitting in front of her front door right now. So now, Beatrix must always use the back door. The end. All right, one more time with some questions. As I say the questions, try to quickly answer them in your head. You can even shout them out if you want to. This just helps you remember the vocabulary a little bit better. Let's start from the beginning. There was once a guy named Bill. Though Bill was 45 years old, he acted like an adolescent. Was Bill mature? No, he wasn't. He acted like an adolescent. Did Bill act like a young kid, like a middle school kid? Yes, he did. How old did he act like he was? Well, he acted like he was an adolescent, like a middle school boy. Bill acted like an adolescent, not like a teenager, not like a small child, not like an adult. He acted like an adolescent. And he loved to do adolescent things. Bill loved to read comic books. He loved to ride his bike. And he was always nervous around women. Bill lived with his parents, just like an adolescent. His mom still nagged him every day. Was his mom sweet and friendly every day? No, she wasn't. Did his mom bother him every day? Yes, kind of. What did she do? She nagged him. She asked him to do the same thing again and again and again. What did she nag him about? Did she nag him about doing the dishes? Do the dishes, do the dishes. No, she didn't nag him about the dishes. Did she nag him about cutting the grass? No, she did not nag him about cutting the grass. What did she nag him about? She nagged him every day about cleaning his room and doing the laundry. She would nag him and say, "Bill, clean your room! Bill, clean your room! Bill, I told you, clean your room now!" She would nag him every day about cleaning the room and doing laundry. One day, Bill's life changed. He saw a beautiful girl, a beautiful woman, named Beatrix. Was Beatrix an adolescent? No, she wasn't. Did she act like an adolescent? No, she didn't. She was a very mature person. How did Bill feel when he saw Beatrix? Was he attracted to her? Yes, very attracted to her. He was drawn to her. He felt pulled to her. Bill felt drawn to Beatrix. Did he love her? Yes, actually, he did love her. He was drawn to her. He was attracted to her. and actually he loved her too. But he giggled and laughed when she was near, because he's kind of an adolescent. All right, Beatrix was starkly different than Bill. Was she a little bit different than Bill? No, she was very, very different than Bill. Was it easy to see that they were different? Was it obvious? Yes, of course, it was obvious. They were starkly different. Not just a little bit different. They were starkly different. Very, very different. Different in an obvious way. So Beatrix was starkly different than Bill. She was very mature. She was independent. She lived alone. She did not act like an adolescent. She was starkly different. She was very mature. Bill didn't know what to do. He wanted a date, but he was afraid to ask Beatrix out. He felt very immature next to her because they were so starkly different. But he thought, if she goes on a date with me, it will be validation that I'm attractive and cool. So why did he want this date with her? Did he want a date because it would make him feel stupid? No. Would it prove something if she accepted a date? If she said yes? Yes, it would prove something. What would it prove? Well, it would be validation that he was attractive and cool. Bill needed validation. He needed proof that he was attractive and cool. So if Beatrix accepted his date, if she said yes, it would be validation. It would be proof that he was attractive and cool. Bill decided to ask Beatrix out in a dramatic way, in dramatic fashion. Did Bill do something small? No. Did Bill do something normal? No. Did he ask her out in a calm way? No. He asked her out in dramatic fashion, in a very powerful way, a very big, obvious, powerful way. Bill asked out Beatrix in dramatic fashion. He bought 500 roses and had them delivered to her house. He dressed in an orange suit, and he went to her house, and he knocked on her door. When she answered, Bill said, "I love you. I will faithfully take care of you all my life." Would Bill take care of her in a casual way? No. How would he take care of her? He would take care of her faithfully. Would he believe in her? Yes, he would. Would he always believe in her? Yes, he would. Would he feel confident about taking care of her? Yes, he would. Would he feel really in love and really, really dedicated, really serious about taking care of her? Yes, he would faithfully take care of her in all situations, at all times. He would faithfully take care of her. He said, "No one will love you like I do. No one can replicate my feelings. Could someone else copy the way he felt? No, they couldn't. No one could replicate his feelings. Could someone else pretend to feel like him? No, no one could replicate his feelings. Only he felt this way. Only he would be totally faithful. So no one could replicate his feelings. No one could replicate his actions. He and he alone could feel this way and act this way." But Beatrix didn't like him. He had an ugly orange suit, and he looked like a loser because he looked like an adolescent kid. So Beatrix yelled, "Go away, loser!" Did Bill leave? No, he didn't. So she yelled again, "Go away!" But still, Bill wouldn't go. Finally, Beatrix cajoled him. "Go away, or I will call the police." Was Beatrix friendly? No, she wasn't. Did she politely ask him? No, did she not? She did not politely ask him. She cajoled him. Did she ask him many times? That's right. Yes, she did. She asked him many times. She cajoled him again and again. She tried to push him. She tried to force him. She tried to scare him. She cajoled him. "Go away now, or I will call the police." Did Beatrix cajoling, did it work? Was it successful? No. She tried to cajole him, but after she closed the door, Bill stayed there. Bill did not leave. He was not cajoled. In fact, Bill is still sitting there now. He's still in front of the door right now. He will be there all his life. And so now, Beatrix must always use her back door. Okay, one more time quickly, without questions, and that's it. Okay, there was once a guy named Bill. Though Bill was 45 years old, he acted like an adolescent, like a young kid. 12, 13-year-old kid. Bill loved to read comic books. He loved to ride his bike. And he always acted nervous around women. Bill lived with his parents. His mom still nagged him every day. Clean your room, Bill. Clean your room, Bill. Bill, I said clean your room. She would also nag him about laundry. Bill, do your laundry. Bill, I told you, do your laundry. Have you done your laundry yet? Do your laundry. Always nagging. One day Bill saw a woman named Beatrix. He was immediately drawn to her, strongly attracted to her. He giggled and laughed when she was near. Was Beatrix the same as him? I'm afraid not, no. Beatrix was starkly different than Bill. Obviously different than Bill. Very starkly different. She was very mature. She was independent. She lived alone. Bill didn't know what to do. He wanted a date, but was afraid to ask Beatrix out. He felt immature next to her. But he thought, if she goes on a date with me, it will be validation that I'm attractive and cool. If she says yes, it will be proof. It will be validation that I'm a cool guy. Bill decided to ask out Beatrix in dramatic fashion. Not in a calm way. Not in a normal way. In dramatic fashion. He bought 500 roses and had them delivered to her house. He dressed in an orange suit, went to her house, and knocked on the door. When she answered, Bill said, I love you! I will faithfully take care of you all my life. He would love to take care of her. He would faithfully take care of her all his life. No one will love you like I do. No one can replicate my feelings. No one can copy my feelings. No one can replicate them. Beatrix was shocked. She yelled, Go away, loser. But Bill wouldn't leave. Beatrix yelled again, Go away. Bill still wouldn't go. Beatrix became angry. She tried to cajole him, tried to force him and push him and persuade him. Beatrix cajoled him, Go away or I will call the police. Then she closed the door. But Bill would not leave. He's still sitting in front of her door right now. As a result, Beatrix must always use her back door. Okay, that is the end of the mini story for the validation article. I suggest now, after you listen a few times, stop this audio, stop your iPod, try to tell this story yourself. Say it out loud when you're alone. Try to tell this story yourself using the new vocabulary. See if you can remember it and see if you can use it correctly. So right now, turn off your iPod. Try to tell this story, not exactly, not every single word perfect, but the general idea, and try to use the new vocabulary as much as possible. Okay, I will see you next time. Hope you are enjoying your English learning. Bye-bye.